Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Zera Shimshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and refuah shleima for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandel, Elishava Esther bas Shifra Nechama, Tinuk ben Shira Yehudis, a special refuah shleima and a complete recovery and healing to Chava Baschaya Esther. I would like to ask everyone to say a special tefillah for Sarah Baspina. She is a very dedicated worker for Klal Yisrael that gives herself over belev uvenefesh to help others, that they should have a refuah shleima. B'mesiras nefesh she works. And I ask everyone to please be mispalel, because she herself now needs a very big refuah shleima. Also, a special zechus for all of the chayalim, the members of the IDF, any of those that may need to have a refuah shleima, and the hostages, may they all be returned. Yehi ratzon, take up a miyad, that they're returned safe and sound to their homes. Besuros tavos. For Sarah Edel Bas Elisheva Miriam. Our shir is on the Medrash Rabbah that cites the story, the well-known mice of the peddler. He called out, Mi Hoisha Chavetz Chaim, who is it that wants to live? He has the potion of life for sale. Rabbi Yannai came over to him and he wanted to buy some. The Moicher showed him the pasuk, Oev Yomim Leros Toiv, who wants life? Netzor leshon chomera usfosecho midaber mirma. They guard their tongue from evil and their lips from speaking deceitfully. Rabbi Yannai said, until this moicher explained the pasuk, he never understood what it meant. The Zera Shimshon asks, what was difficult to understand about the pasuk, and what exactly did the moicher explain? The Zera Shimshon says that Rabbi Yannai was bothered by another pasuk, Shomer pivul shoinoi, when one guards their tongue, Shomer mitzaros nafshoi, they guard themselves from all types of distress. The Medrash Tanchuma says that Rabbi Yannai didn't understand why the pasuk didn't read Shomer mitzaras nafshoi instead of mitzaras nafshoi. It is the tzaras, it is the leprosy that comes to the body. When the Moicher put Loshon Hara in the context of Miho Isha Chavetz Chaim, Rabbi Yannai began to understand that tzaras is not only a tzara of the body, but it's a danger to one's life. Our Chachomim tell us, Mitzara Choshuv Kemeis, a person that Chas V'Shalom has leprosy, it's like they're not in the world anymore. The Zera Shimshon says that someone who has tzaras is chutz l'machane, they're outside of the camp of Klal Yisrael, without any hashpoyos of ruchnius, without any divine emanations of spirituality. Without that exposure, the life of the mitzayra is in grave danger. And that's the reason, as Zera Shimshon says, that one has negative effects of another person, he also will negatively affect his own life. That's why we are vigilant against any Lashon Hara. Shomer pivul lashono, shomer mitzaros nafsho. We have to be very careful to be positive about others, not anytime negative. Always say good, doresh toiv. Look for the good in the next individual. One time, it happened to be that word went out that the son of the Heilige Imre Chaim, the Vision Rebbe, they said that there was a person that informed on him and he was going to be drafted into the army. And everybody knew that this particular individual was the one that everybody said was the informer. The Vision Rebbe was making a personal suit in his house and the Chashuvim of the community were invited and others came too. All of a sudden, this man showed up. The one that they said had said Lashon Hara about the Imre Chaim's own son. The man came in, the Imre Chaim called him up to the front table, to the dais. He sat him right next to himself, to the great tzaddik. Chassidim couldn't believe it. Later, by the evening time, the Chassidim came over to the Imre Chaim and they said, Rebbe, how could you be that you would let this man come and sit next to you? How could it be? The Imre Chaim said, I tell you the truth, honestly, all that the people said about him is Lashon Hara. It's not confirmed. Nobody went to a Beis Din. Nobody presented any evidence. There's no witnesses. As far as I'm concerned, it's only Lashon Hara. And the Rebbe of Vizhnitz does not listen to Lashon Hara. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach. We will be continuing with our Shir Nezer Hashimshin. I wish everybody may umka deliba. Bisuros Tavais, Yeshuais, V'nechamais.